105 CJVR, today's best country with Aaron Goodwin today. Hey, Aaron.
Howdy, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing just fine.
So I saw you during a Zoom call that we had to promo the new single, but we didn't have a real chance to chat. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, I know. It's I love those things, but I also, it doesn't give me enough time ever, yeah. You know, to chat with everybody personally. So it's good to be able to catch up with you now.
You bet. And got a new tune called "Boy Like Me." We'll talk about that in just a second, Aaron. But how's everything going?
Everything's good. You know, it's things are kind of wide open down here in the U.S. So it's I spent this past weekend in New York and Connecticut, and next weekend I'm going to Wyoming. So it's just I'm traveling around again, and so that part has been really great, and I'm very excited about being able to get back out there and play some music for real people. Instead of, not that people behind the computers aren't real, but they are. It's hard to, it's just a different kind of animal. So I'm really excited to be back up there playing.
So you are playing in front of a live audience. How are the audiences in the States?
They're great. I mean, they're starving for live music, and so they're really great. And I'm kind of a newer artist down here in the U.S., so. It's kind of a little bit different than it would be if I was playing in Canada, but it's still pretty awesome. And it's just that's what I love to do is play live for people. So now the fact that I get to do it is really helping. So
now we know about the success of Lonely Drum in Canada, but it's doing pretty good in the States, didn't it?
Yeah, it's really great. You know, it's that song has been such a special song for us, but. We often talk about has no burn, she can just play it over and over and people love it. And, so it's been really exciting getting it played down here on the radio. And it's a big reason why we're able to go out and tour now and, have a lot of support from, different parts of the U.S. And so it's been, it's the gift that keeps giving. I love getting out there and playing it. People react to it, and it's such a magical kind of thing. It's the one song that has done that for me time and time again, so it's been a lot of fun. I never get tired of playing it, so it's probably a good thing, because I think I'll be playing it for a long time.
For sure. Now you've got a new tune out, at least in Canada, called "Boy Like Me." Tell me about that song.
We're super excited about this one. This is a song that kind of came from, I went in and wrote a bunch of up-tempo kind of things that I thought would fit into our live show as we were coming, when COVID hit, we were really starting to hit our stride with the live show. And I was really just wanting to have another song with a really strong hook that still kept kind of the lyrical content that I like to write about, but kind of fit into that up-tempo rock and sing-along thing. And this one kind of exceeded our expectations and stuck out like a sore thumb as the first single off a brand new EP. So
great, fantastic. So songwriting for you. We all know that you've been writing songs for quite a while. How's the songwriting going in a Zoom world, or is it a Zoom world?
It is for the most part. There's been a few of us that have still gotten together. I'm very lucky to have a nice big open deck on the front of my house, so people are pretty easygoing out here in the South, I think. But I've definitely done my fair share of Zoom writes, and it's all good. I mean, I find like with Zooms is like, as long as they work really well for me, because I feel like I drive the musical bus when I'm writing. And if I'm writing with a lyricist or a couple other people who are just kind of chiming in here and there, it really helps me. I've tried to do a couple where you got one person playing a piano and one person playing a guitar on separate feeds, and it's a little bit hard to do. It's definitely not like being in the room. So, I've done a little bit of both over the course of COVID, but, I've never did get COVID, and I'm fully vaccinated now, and So it's we're definitely coming out of that. So it was just really good. I mean, I'm much like me playing shows. I mean, I just love being able to have actual human beings in front of me. So
yeah, for sure. So what else is coming up for you? I know you're busy on the road promoting the new single. We'd love to have you back up in Canada here soon. That'd be nice.
Oh, I would love to be up there. Oh man. You have no idea. I pray every night that we get to come to Canada sooner than later. And I mean, obviously, that's where the majority of my fan base is, and that's why we want to come back as soon as possible. And as soon as it's safe to do so, we will definitely be up there. I'm ready to go. I'm pretty much packed. So. as soon as somebody lets me know, I'll be hopping on a plane up there. So.
How's your family doing?
They're all really good. I know most of my family up there in Alberta is kind of itching to get out and do stuff again. And I feel like it's a lot more. Well, it is a lot more challenging in Canada than it has been down here. And down here, we live in a town called Fairview, just outside of Nashville, and it's kind of a small town kind of feel to it. And so for us, it's we haven't been like crazily affected by COVID other than not being able to play shows and stuff like that. So it's just a whole different world than what you guys are going through up there in Canada. And in Alberta, I feel like we're starting to come out of it. And, so that's really great. And I really hope that it stays that way, and we get to come up there soon.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, thanks for the chat today, Aaron. I really appreciate it. Good luck with this new single of yours. How do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, no problem at all. AaronGoodvin.com, and from there you can find whatever link you want to go to.